You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was the worst time for a major utility to have a fire right in the middle of a brutal cold snap caused by a polar vortex, just when energy demand for heating was at a peak. That fire at a consumer's energy facility in Macomb County during last February's cold snap led Consumers CEO Patty Poppe to ask people to dial down and use less energy.
I need to ask you to take action tonight. The forecast for tomorrow is not good. It's going to be colder tomorrow than it was today. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. And I need you to take action right now.
That crunch during the polar vortex caused Governor Whitmer to ask the Michigan Public Service Commission to do a statewide energy assessment, just how energy resilient our state is. The final version of that is out today, and here now to tell us about it is the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission, Sally Talberg. Pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate you having me on.
So it is not often that you hear the CEO of a utility, or really any company for that matter, hold a live press conference with such a dire tone. Remind us just how serious that situation was last winter.
There were a confluence of events, as you mentioned, the really unprecedented demand for natural gas given the extreme cold temperatures, the fire at Consumers Energy's largest gas compression station, which puts out gas to serve homes and businesses during peak times, as well as at the regional level, power plants were offline because of the cold weather and other equipment failures. So all of it kind of coming together. And fortunately, Michigan residents and businesses responded to those calls by Consumers Energy, as well as Governor Whitmer. And the lights did stay on. The gas continued to flow to heat homes. But it was touch and go.
And Governor Whitmer requested this assessment following the close call. What were you tasked to do?
Governor Whitmer called on the Public Service Commission to conduct a comprehensive statewide assessment looking at the adequacy of our electricity, natural gas, and propane supplies. So we looked at vulnerabilities with aging infrastructure, extreme weather. We've got rapidly changing power supplies, cybersecurity threats, and identify ways to mitigate risk, including emergency management protocols.
So overall, after doing that, how energy resilient would you say Michigan is?
Michigan has a really strong system for supply and delivery of energy. We have some unique assets in the state, including the gas storage that we're able to take advantage of to keep prices low and supply available throughout the winter heating season, as well as a pump storage facility that takes electricity and can store it and release it at peak times. So we have a strong system, and we're well positioned to adapt to the changing energy landscape. But there's always opportunities for improvements, and that's what we focused on with this report.
So yes, let's flip the coin. Where did you find the biggest weaknesses?
We found that there were a lot of opportunities with aging infrastructure to make upgrades to make electricity more reliable. Customers experienced outages this past summer with storms. And so as simple as trimming the trees and being better at that, as well as upgrades to poles and wires that in some cases are decades old and beyond their expected lives.
Where should we begin post-haste? What are the most important in your view? What needs to start now?
We identified opportunities to improve the way energy infrastructure is planned. And this is important because it can help us open up different routes for delivery of energy that's more resilient in the event there are failures of equipment or extreme conditions. We also identified the need to develop cybersecurity standards for our gas utilities, update protocols that are decades old to ensure that gas use for home heating is prioritized over gas-fired electric generators.
What do DTE Energy and Consumers, or the state's two largest utilities, what should they do differently?
Part of it is their planning of infrastructure and opening up additional interconnections, for example, with the gas supply and delivery systems, and being more diligent about planning for worst-case scenarios that is done, but we feel like with extreme weather and other conditions that really making sure that we're stress testing under a variety of conditions that can all happen at the same time, that we're prepared for that.
How confident are you, as we talk right now, that the utilities will do that, will take these necessary steps to make sure this doesn't happen again?
I think they're taking this very seriously. At the end of the day, the utilities are responsible for serving Michiganders, residents, and businesses throughout the state. This is something that is vital in our modern society, have electricity and natural gas service. They're working with us collaboratively to implement these recommendations.
Sally, we often see studies are done, reports are commissioned by whatever level of government, local, state, federal, and then those reports wind up on a shelf somewhere collecting dust and everyone kind of moves on. How do you expect or hope this report will be used?
Well, the commission, we have slated an agenda today to take action on a number of fronts to implement recommendations coming from this report. And we'll continue to monitor that going forward. And we view this as it was an opportunity to take a step back and really evaluate our systems and then create a path forward to ensure that we're able to have safe, reliable service going forward.
Do we need any new laws or any new regulations to ensure that Michigan is more energy resilient?
The commission did identify the need for that. In fact, I mentioned the cybersecurity rules for gas utilities. We also feel like the service quality and standards for electric utilities with respect to power outages and maintaining those facilities need to be updated. Given with changing technology and capabilities, we want to make sure that we're keeping pace with that and can provide the best service to customers as possible. Finally, we also recommended a couple recommendations for legislation dealing with access to critical energy infrastructure information and the protection of that information so state agencies can access it, as well as increasing the fining authority for the Commission for Natural Gas violations. We inspect the safety of facilities, and we need to have the authority when those rules are not followed to ensure that the service is safe.
Sally Talberg is the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.